This is Vic Fomo, University of Washington, Coxon, in 1940. June 16th, 1940, at Poughkeepsie, New York. Just getting a little choppy, and white caps are everywhere. We're at the stake boat, and oh my gosh, we got a buck to win in these chops, I don't know. Ready all, the referee says, go! And we take a few strokes, and pow! The water hits the bow of the shell, and the shell just shudders, and water comes in. And the next stroke, pow again! This time I get a mouthful of water in the megaphone, and the boat just fills up with water and sinks, slowly sinks. Oh, my God. Oh, this is terrible. We come 3,000 miles, and Al Lubrickson pulls up his launch, and he had some rope in it, and pulled us back 2 miles. They say the junior varsity is going to re-row the race, and this is at sunset. So they tell us to go to the starting line. We row up the river 2 miles. There's no more stake boats. And it's really dark now, totally dark. And the referee says, ready all, row! And away we go. Wow! Our first 10 strokes were absolutely gorgeous. And so Michelson gets it down to 30. I check my watch, and we're right on 30. And boy, are we flying! That boat is like a feather. It just lifts out of the water every stroke. I look 45 degrees to my right. I don't see anybody. I can't believe we're that far ahead. And nobody can see anything except the shoulders of each oarsman in front of them. And Al had us do practice, and he taught us, oarsmen, just look at the shoulder of the man in front of you. And that's what they were doing. It was just perfect, perfect synchronization. We're coming up to the finish line, and my gosh, I can't even hear any coxswain behind us. So I know we got to be way ahead. We crossed the finish line. I could see it very well. And the referee from the official launch, which President Roosevelt was on earlier in the day, he hollered out, who are you? And I hollered back. I said, the University of Washington, we won first place. Well, it turned out that we must have rowed or finished, oh, I don't know, 6-8 lengths. It was unbelievable. And we rowed back to the launch or to the clubhouse. Happy, happy men.